Can you reassure me that Stop the War Coalition isn't just a bunch of extreme left-wing Trotskyites and is actually full of genuine peace-loving people?
Well, that's not a serious question. Should we discuss
it is the
issues?
It is a serious question.
What I can tell you is that it's not. What I can say is that the Stop the War Coalition's position represents the opinion of tens of millions of people in this country who believe that taking us into the fourth war...
Tens of millions? That's not a bit of hyperbole, is it?
No, it's not. Tens of millions. 30, 40% of the population, that's tens of millions. That's 20 million, 30 million, tens of millions of people.
What about the 60 or 70% who don't disagree with you? Who don't agree with you, rather?
Well, there's a huge middle ground and opinion is polarised. But as I say, tens of millions of people in Britain think that taking us into the fourth war against a Muslim country in 14 years is a piece of stupidity that can only make the world a more dangerous place.
Well,
and of course,
except it's not a war against Muslim country, is it? Well, if you tell lies, I'm going to interrupt you. It's not a war against a Muslim country.
Syria is a Muslim country.
It's a war against Daesh ISIS, isn't it?
Well, who do you think is going to die when we bomb Raqqa? They're not going to be people from Scotland. They're going to be people from Syria. They're going to be innocent civilians who are going to die.
It's not a war against a Muslim country. That is a fact.
Well, in what sense is it a fact? Well, who are we bombing if we're not bombing Syrians? I don't understand your point.
We're not bombing ISIS.
I was on the radio this morning against arguing or debating with an advocate of the war, Colonel Richard Kemp, and he himself had to admit that the possibility of a terrorist attack on British streets will be increased if this vote goes in favour of bombing.
It couldn't be much higher than it is now, could it?
It could be a lot higher. There
really?
Haven't been any terrorist attacks.
Tell that to the people of Paris. Tell that to the people of Paris.
I'm not talking about Paris at the moment. I'm talking about people in London. And what I'm saying to you is that this policy, if it's pushed through, will A, make the world a more dangerous place, B, increase the level of terrorism, and I fail to see why Britain adding its meagre resources to bombing ISIS is going to have any effect whatsoever, different from the 14 months that has been led by the US of bombing ISIS, that even by the US's own admission has been a period in which ISIS have recruited, grown territorially and in terms of membership and activists on the ground. It's not going to work. So why on earth are we are even considering this policy?
Well, what about this tweet that your organisation sent out the day after the Paris attacks, which was immediately deleted? You said, without decades of intervention by the US and its allies, there would have been no war on terror and no terrorist attacks in Paris, apart from the bad taste of it. I mean, do you agree with those sentiments?
Well, as you know, that tweet was not only deleted, but actually we said it was sent out by mistake. So again, that's not a serious
discussion.
No, but
presumably the person that tweeted it believed it.
Well, maybe they did. I don't know.
Well, what happened to them? Do they no longer work for your organisation?
Come on, let's have a serious look. What we're talking about here is taking Britain into the fourth war that we've been conducting over the last 14 years. Tomorrow, let's have a serious discussion about the issue, shall we?
Well, I'm trying to educate my listeners as to where your organisation comes from. And I'm wondering, why all your placards in your demonstrations, they're always made by the Socialist Workers' Party, a party of Trotskyites.
Well, that's just nonsense. Well, it's just not true. I don't know where you
go. If we watch the news tonight, we'll see them, won't we? They're probably all around
you
now.
There are no placards. The Stop the War placards are made by the Stop the War Coalition. Thank you very much. And there's lots of homemade placards here. Because the truth is, people feel very passionately about this. This is a serious discussion, a serious debate about a decision that is going to have enormous consequences for this country.
The problem is, Chris, that
talk about the issue.
Your organisation is always against anything the West does.